Hare Krishna. So, did you have time to go through Brahma Samhita carefully? So far, whatever we discussed. What is Brahma Samhita doing? This chapter that we are discussing. The Brahma Samhita is establishing the supreme position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Where does he live? What Golok Vrindavan is like? It's a forest, right? It's a forest. In the forest there are many trees. What are those trees? And what does Krishna do there? He tends the cows. And who are those cows? They are Surabhi cows. And there the land is made of what? Chintamani. And Krishna is playing with the gopis. Who are those gopis? They are all Lakshmis. And then, do you remember the relationship between Krishna and different incarnations? What is the relationship between Krishna and his incarnations? Are the incarnations different from Krishna? Is there any difference between Krishna and his incarnations? What is the difference? That Krishna is the first lamp that lit the other lamps. And when the lamps are lit, they give the same amount of light. So similarly, there is no difference, but yet some difference. Krishna is the original lamp that lit the other lamps. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who expanded into other Supreme Personality of Godhead. He expanded himself into many other forms. And how does the material nature become manifest? Is it a tough one? Yes, very good. And as a result of his glance, the material nature becomes manifest. And who is the first created being in the material nature? What is the duration of Brahma's life? Just one breath of Mahavishnu. And what is the duration of Brahma's life? One day of Brahma is 1,000 Chaturyugas. 1,000 Chaturyuga means 4.32 billion years. Right? 4.32 billion years is the day of Brahma. Now in that calculation you count months, years, and what is the duration of Brahma's life? 100 years according to that calculation. Where a moment is 1 year. So that is the duration of Brahma's life. And this Brahma's life is one breath of Mahavishnu. He excels, Brahma is born. He inhales, Brahma is gone. So, that is the relationship with him and Brahma. What's the relationship between Krishna and Maya? Material nature? Material nature is the shadow of Krishna's internal potency. Make sense? Or this is just fairy tale? If it's a fairy tale, it's a pretty scientific fairy tale. And then, Brahma, what is the relationship between Krishna and Lord Shiva? Just as milk. Similarly, Krishna has become Lord Shiva. Why? to deal with the material nature, to perform some very special activity. What is the relationship between Krishna and Ganesh? Yeah, like Ganesh is empowered to remove all the impediments of this material nature just by holding the lotus feet of Krishna on his head. Very good. And then, now we'll go into the verse 51. Yesterday we did up to verse 50. So now let us go into 51. Agnir mahi gagana mambu marudvisascha kalas tathatma manusiti jagatrayani jasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti jangcha govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Agni means
fire.
Mahi means sky. Mahi means earth, gaganam means ether, ambu means water, marut means air, disha means direction, and kala means time, as well as atma, soul, manasi, and mind. Thus, jagatrayani, the three worlds, jasmad bhavanti, from whom they originate, vibhavanti, they exist, vishanti, they enter, jangcha, also, so that I worship that primeval Lord Sri Govinda. The three worlds are composed of the nine elements. Those nine elements are fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. So where do they come from? I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of universal cataclysm. So what does it mean? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke about eight elements. But here there are nine elements. What is the extra element here? No, direction is sky. Soul. So all the, even the soul, not only the eight elements with which the material nature is composed of, but even the soul, which is the main subjective factor, they all come from Krishna, they exist in Krishna, and then they will, at the time of annihilation, they will enter into Krishna. So should he be worshipped? Yes. So Agnir Mahi Gaganam Ambu. So in simple words, here Brahma is saying, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, and the soul, they all came from Krishna. Did they come from Krishna? Or they came from primordial soup? Or a big bang? So they came from Krishna. They're existing in whom? In Krishna. And they will enter into whom at the time of cataclysm? Krishna. So should you worship him?
Yes.
Is he real?
Yes.
Does he exist?
Yes.
Is he seeing everything?
Yes.
Very good. Is he pleased with you?
Yes.
Very good. So, jachakshuresha shavita sakala grahanam राजा समस्त सुर मूर्तिर अशेष तेजा जस्या गया भ्रमति संभृत कालो चक्रो गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजा जक्षुरेश चक्षु मीन्स आई सो हिज आईज आर सविता सविता मीन्स सन एंड हु इज सकल ग्रहानाम राजा ही इज द राजा ही इज द किंग ऑफ ऑल द ग्रहानाम ऑल द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स Who is the best of all planetary systems? Sun. Who is the eye of Krishna? Raja Samasta Shura Murtir. And he is Ashesha Teja. He is endowed with endless power. Jasya Gaya Brahmati Samrito Kalu Chakra. That sun rides on the will of the time because of his order. Because Krishna ordered, therefore the sun is moving. Jasya Agaya Brahmati. Brahmati means travels. Agaya means by the order. By his order, he is traveling in the Kala Chakra, in the will of time. So why the sun is moving, maintaining a very specific order? Because of Krishna's order. The sun, who is the king of all planets, full of infinite effulgence, the image of good soul, is as the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the will of time. Dharma atho papa nichaya srutayas tapangshi, brahma di kita patagavadhayascha jiva, Jadatra Matra Prabhava Prakata Prabhava Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Dharma, dharma means virtue or religious principle. And also the Papa Nichaya, all vices, Shrutaya, the Vedas, Tapanshi, penances, Brahma Adi, beginning from Lord Brahma, up to the Kita Pataga, insects and worms. Abadhaya, down to Cha and Jiva, Jivas, living entities, Jat, by whom, Dat, conferred matra exclusively. Jadatra matra vibhava by the power prakata prabhava manifested potencies. Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies that are found to exist in all virtues, all vices, the Vedas, the penances, and all jivas from Brahma to the meanest insect. All the way from Brahma to a minute, insignificant insect, all the living entities, and dharma, papa, the Shrutaya, Vedas, and Tapangshi, they all are found to exist in him or because of him. Why they are here? So this is actually establishing, in simple words, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Think of anything, who is the cause? Krishna. He is not only the cause of virtues, he is also the cause of vices. Why Krishna is the cause of vices? Let's consider that. Just like, what is darkness? Darkness is absence of light. What is the source of light? Sun. So can we say indirectly that the sun is also the cause of darkness? Because absence of sun is darkness. So similarly, the qualities that lead us to Krishna, they are virtue. The qualities that take us away from Krishna are the vices. So Krishna is the cause of vices also? Makes sense? Jaṁ krodha kāma ka sahaja pranayādi bhīti vatsyalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhāvai sanchinta tassa sadrishin tanumāpurete govindamādi purusham tamaham bhajāmi. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom, by meditating upon him, under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverences and willing service, attain to bodily form befitting the natures of their contemplation. So Krishna is related, or living entities are related to Krishna through different mellows. Those mellows are known as the foundation of relationship, rasas. How many mellows are there?
Five.
And out of them, how many are active? Four are active, one is inactive. And how many secondary mellows are there? Very good. So, five principal mellows, seven secondary mellows. So, what are those mellows? They have been described here. Krodh, anger. Kaam, lust. Sahaja pranaya, natural, friendly love. Kama has been described as amorous passion, lust. But lust is the reflection of, perverted reflection of kama, lust, love, spiritual love. When love is for Krishna, when lust is for Krishna, that is prema. When lust is for anyone else, that is lust. Calm. So calm, anger, then calm, sahaja pranaya, natural friendly love, adi and so on, bhiti, fear, vatsalya, parental affection, moha, delusion, guru gaurava, reverence, sebha bhavai, and with the attitude of willingness to service. Sanchinta tasya sadrishin tanumapunete. Meditating of that is befitting to or applied to Krishna's bodily form. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom, by meditating upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverences, and willing service, attain to bodily form befitting the nature of their contemplation. So, if one is a devotee, then what will happen to him? A devotee will meditate upon Krishna all the time, manmana bhava. And those meditations will be based on what? Based on specific mellows. And due to their meditation, they will get a body according to their befitting their meditation. Say, for example, if someone is angry with Krishna, if someone is envious of Krishna, then what kind of body he'll get? He'll get a befitting body. He may get the body of a Kamsa, or he may get the body of a cockroach. Right? If one is in friendship with Krishna, then what will happen? He'll get a body which will be befitting that role, becoming a friend of Krishna. If one is thinking of Krishna as Krishna's father and mother, what kind of body they will get? Like the body of Krishna's father and mother. If one thinks that she is a lover of Krishna, what kind of body he will get? Or let's put it, if one thinks that he is the lover of Krishna, in his next life he'll get a woman's body. He'll take birth in Braja, in a cowherd family, as a gopi. Very good. So as we meditate, je jatha mang prapadante, tangs tathaiva bhajamaham. The way one surrenders unto me or thinks of me, meditates upon me, accordingly they will get their body. Yes, Pujarini. Huh?
He skipped
54. Oh, did I? Okay, I'm sorry. Jastindra Gopa Mathavendra Mahasya Karma Bandhanu Rupa Falabhajana Mata Nauti Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajan Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Indra Gop means, you know what is an Indra Gop? Indragop is a very small insect. You can barely see that insect. It's a reddish colored. To Indragopa, to the small red insect called Indragopa, Athaba, or even Indram, to Indra, the king of heaven. Sakarma, of one's own fruitive activities. Bandhanu Rupa, bandha means bondage. And Anurupa means according to. Bandhanu Rupa Falabhajana Matanoti. He gives the reaction to enjoy or suffer. Karmani Nirdahati, all fruitive activities and their reactions. Nirdahati, burnt out. Kintucha bhakti bhajam. But bhakti bhajam, a person engaged in devotional service, govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. That is, I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to their roots all fruitive activities of those who are imbued with devotion, and impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of the fruit of one's activities. Of all those who walk in the path of work in accordance with the chain of their previously performed works, no less in the case of the tiny insect that bears the name of Indragopa than in that of Indra, king of heaven. So, the point is, karmani, what does he do to the devotees? Let's put it the other way. Generally, from Indra to Indragopa, from the most exalted personality, like the king of heaven, Indra, to the Indragopa insect, which is very, very tiny, they all are suffering or enjoying their fruitive action. But when one surrenders unto him, then Krishna burns out all his karmic reaction. Karmani, all his karma, nirdahati, destroys or burns out. If you do not surrender to Krishna, then you'll have to suffer or enjoy your actions. Some actions will give you enjoyment, and some actions will lead you to suffering. But do you want to enjoy or suffer? Enjoy for some time and then plunge into suffering? Then again, little bit of enjoyment. This has been compared in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The enjoyment and suffering in the material nature is something like danda jane raja jaiche jalete chubai. In India, sometimes the king used to punish the criminals. You know how? They used to be put in a cage. And then that cage used to be lowered into the water. How the prisoner would feel? How the criminal would feel? If you are submerged in water for a minute or two, what will happen? You'll be suffocating, you'll be dying for breath. And then that cage is lifted above the water once again. So that just you can take one breath. Right? And then again you are dunked into the water. So in the material nature, that's what is happening to us. We are suffering, and we are allowed to have a little breath. And then again we are plunged into suffering. And everyone is thinking, when the time will come, when I'll be taken out of the water and I'll get one breath. Everyone is thinking that, when will that time be? When I'll have some enjoyment? But actually they are constantly suffering. Now do you want to be in that condition or do you want to become free from that condition? So if you want to become free, then what do you have to do? Why are you suffering? First of all, why one suffers in the prison? Because of his criminal action. Because of his criminal action he suffers. Now when his crime are absolved, then what happens? You have committed some crime. But if those crimes are criminal actions are taken out, then what will happen? Then you become free. Now how can you be free? When your karma is all burnt out, now how can you be burnt? How can you be in that situation? Karmani nirdahati bhakti bhajan. Those who have taken to devotional service. When someone takes to devotional service, then all his karmic reactions are burnt out. Now, which option will you take? Which option will you prefer to take? Are you serious? Okay, give me a serious answer. It seems that Preeti is speaking on behalf of everyone. Very good. So everyone is going to surrender to Krishna and become Krishna's devotees?
Yes.
Karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhaja. Now, 50 we just did earlier, 55. Jang krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sibbe bhavai sanchinta tasya sadrishing tanumapurete govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom by meditating upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence and willing service, attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. So as one develops his relationship with Krishna, accordingly he will get his form. So if you are related to Krishna in loving relationship, then accordingly you will get your form, which is transcendental. Which is transcendental. This form is temporary. That form will be eternal. Then, the last verse of Brahma's prayer. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarubo. It's actually the repetition of the first verse in a way. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarubo Dhruma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Katha Ganam Natyam Gamanamapi Bangshi Priyasakhi Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadasadam Apicha Sajatra Kshirabdhi Shravati Surabhi Bhaschas Sumahan Nimeshardha Khoba Brajati Nahi Jatrapi Samaya Bhaje Sweta Dvipang Tamahamiha Golokam Iti Jang Vidantaste Santa Kshiti Birala Chara Katipai. Shriya Kanta and Shriya, the Lakshmi Devis, are Kanta. The word Kanta, goddess of Kanta, means loving consorts. And Kanta, the enjoyer, is the Parama Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the going back to that description of the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the lover, and Lakshmi Devis are beloved. And Kalpataruba Dhruma, all the trees there, Dhruma means the trees, are the trees there are desire trees or kalpavrikshas. The Bhumi Chintamani, the land there is made of Chintamani Ganamai, made of transcendental touchstone jewels. Toyam, their water is Amritam. There the water, Vrindavan is a village, and in the village the water, there is a river flowing, Jamuna. The river is the river, what is flowing in the river? Water? No, nectar is flowing. So water there is nectar. Toyam Amritam. And Katha, there the talk is song, Ganam. And Natyam, Gamanam. And there the talk is music and movement is dance. Can you imagine? You don't talk there, you sing. It's music. And you don't walk there, you dance. But then the question arises, If just talk there is music, then what is Krishna's flute? The sound of Krishna's flute. Krishna is playing his flute there, so what is that like? If just talk is music, then what is the sound of Krishna's flute like? And if the movement is dance, then what rasa dance is like? That is a region where talk is music and movement is dance. Then what is Krishna's playing a flute and the rasa dance? It's beyond our imagination. And Vamsi Priya Sakhi, the flute is the constant companion of Krishna. Chidanandam Jyoti, there the light is transcendental bliss. And Paramapi Tadashadyam Api Cha. Everywhere that is perceived. And Sajatra Kshirabdhi Shrabati Suravi Bhascha Sumahan. The cows there are Suravi cows. The cows are giving so much milk that there has become an ocean of milk. The milk of the cows has created an ocean of milk. Suravi Bhascha Sumahan. Nimeshardha khao ba brajati nahi jatrapi samaya. Samaya means time. And there time doesn't move the space of the span of half of a wink. Nimesh ardha. One nimesh is the wink of an eye. And ardha nimesha means half of a wink of an eye. That means time doesn't move there. Time is still. How is it? We don't understand that. Unless and until we go there. Nimeshardha khova brajati nahi jatrapi samaya. Bhaje sveta dvipam tamahamiha golokam itijam. That realm is known as Gokul. Only for a very few self-realized souls in the world, and we worship that supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of God. Do you see the link? The first verse described the spiritual sky, and now the spiritual sky in totality is being explained in this 56th verse. I worship the transcendental seat known as Svetadip, where as loving consorts, the Lakshmi, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover. Where every tree is a transcendental desire tree, where the soil is the touchstone, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance. The flute is the favorite attendant. Effulgence is full of transcendental bliss. And the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable, the tasty, where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Golok only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Very few self-realized souls in this world. So did you get to know this? So you are one of those very few self-realized souls. So now, just it's available. The knowledge has been available. Now receive it. A little bit of endeavor you have to make just to receive this transcendental knowledge. So please take a full advantage of this wonderful benefit. And then I'll just go to the last verse, so verse 61, and conclude this session. Dharman annan parityajya mamekam bhaja visvasyan. Who is instructing that? Krishna is telling Brahma. Jadrishi jadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi. Kurban nirantaram karma loko ayam anubartate tenaiva karmana dhayan mang parang bhaktim icchati. Do you see the link? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Do you find a similar instruction? Dharman annan parityajya mamekam bhaja visvasyan. Who is visvasyan? Visvasyan is Brahma. So give up all your, abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. The realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. Je jatha mang prapadante tang stathaiva bhajam maham. Do you find a similarity? Jadrishi jadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi. As one renders his service unto me, accordingly he will achieve his perfection. Make sense? Then he is advising kurban nirantaram karma loko ayam anubartate. All the time you perform your action with this understanding. Tena iva karmana dhayan mang parang bhakti michyati. And by those activities you will achieve my unalloyed devotional service. So, was it benefiting? This Brahma Samhita. So did you understand the teachings of Brahma Samhita? Now did you understand how Brahma Samhita is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? Now will you read Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of Brahma Samhita? With the knowledge of or understanding of Brahma Samhita in the mind, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see Bhagavatam becomes so clear. Like you read Bhagavad Gita. When you read Bhagavad, generally people read Bhagavad Gita, it can become quite confusing. Because sometimes Krishna is, even Arjuna is feeling confused. Saying, Krishna, sometimes you are saying karma, sometimes you are saying yoga. Now please, I am bewildered. I don't know what you actually may trying to say. Yet one time you are saying that intelligence or renunciation is the path. And now when I wanted to renounce everything and said I don't want to fight, I would rather lead the life of a mendicant, then you discourage me. And now you are saying that renunciation is the ultimate goal of life. But when I wanted to renounce, then you said, no, you do karma. So I am completely bewildered. And in this way, time and time again, Krishna, Arjuna is asking questions to Krishna. And it is bewildering. Sometimes Krishna is saying karma is superior. Sometimes he is saying yoga is superior. Sometimes he is saying jnana is the goal. Sometimes he's saying bhakti is the goal. It is vyamishrena vakyena mohayasi mankeshava. With this equivocal your words, you are confusing me. So Bhagavad Gita can be very confusing. But one doesn't realize that. Rather, when one reads, he thinks he's understanding everything. That's what happened to me when I was reading Bhagavad Gita beforehand. But then when I came across Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, I realized I didn't understand anything. And then, through Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, everything became crystal clear. Why? Because Prabhupada gave the essence at the beginning. What is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam. So when we see Bhagavad Gita in the light of that, sarva dharman parityajya, then all the meanings keep popping up. And it becomes crystal clear. Otherwise, previously we did not understand why Krishna is saying man mana bhava. Why Krishna is saying bhaktosi me sakha cheti. That you are my devotee, you are my friend, therefore I am giving you the knowledge. We didn't understand why Krishna is saying bhaktiya ma tu anandaya shakya. Only through devotion that one can understand me. But when we get the last instruction of Krishna at the beginning and read Bhagavad Gita in that light, then everything becomes clear. What is that? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to surrender Krishna. So now you consider, what's the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. So if you all who have understood that, then I'll consider that my giving this seminar has been successful. Has it been successful?
Yes.
Thank you. And you know, when you receive knowledge, you have to give dakshina. Then it's a two-way traffic. The teacher imparts the knowledge and the student gives the dakshina. Now I want a very special dakshina. That dakshina that I want is that you all become pure devotees of Krishna. And mind you, I won't settle for anything less. Are you going to pay me the price?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You can pay installments.
Huh? There is no installment. It's all absolute. Installment means cheating. Oh, it's cash down. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Chandrasekhar.
Is Krishna the personality of God really in the sun?
Krishna is actually in the heart of the sun. So that is Surya Narayana. And Surya Dev is worshipping Krishna. So if your house, you have a temple, right? Who is actually the center of the house? Krishna. So similarly, in the sun planet, Krishna is being worshipped by Surya Dev. So who is the center of sun planet?
Technical. I have heard that there's another translation of the Brahma Samhita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that's much more simple and Bengali language. The BBC was planning to do a publication of that.
I don't know. Yes. You see, the meditation of Krishna will be natural to your constitution. What you are, that will be the natural course of meditation. And accordingly, your original spiritual form will become manifest. It is not that you artificially meditate on something and then accordingly your form will manifest. No. Because artificial meditation of what you are not, what your relationship is not, if you follow that course, then it won't work. Because then you won't be able to focus your mind onto that. You get the point? Like, you'll be able to focus your mind onto Krishna in a certain relationship, which is your natural relationship to Krishna. It is not something that you can artificially cultivate. Therefore, the real action is Sankirtan. Serve. The spreading Krishna consciousness. And then that service will automatically lead you to your natural constitutional position. Yes, Nayanaviram.
Manoj, I'll have a little more of that. The Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the spiritual prescribed is that it is the same as the Krishna Leela. Could there be the Jiva desires to enter the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has a relation to that?
What happened?
Is it that Jiva Atma can enter in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the spiritual sky?
Jivatmas, those who are engaged in Sankirtan, they are already in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sankirtan is Mahaprabhu's Leela. Right? So those who are engaged in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, they are already in Mahaprabhu's Leela. It's not a separate thing.
So that means that just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing the common Leela,
there is no difference between Bhauma Leela and Golok Leela. If you are engaged in Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, you are already in the spiritual Leela. Because that is Mahaprabhu's pastime. Any other question? Yes, Vinod Bihari.
Hare Krishna. The text of Kumara says that they originate all these elements from them and the letters and in whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm. There are two types of cataclysm, the night of Brahma and the Ramana.
There are many types of cataclysms. It begins with individual cataclysm, individual annihilation, death. Is one type of partial annihilation. When one dies, it's annihilation. Then there can be other types of annihilation. it can lead to the day, you know, Brahma's night is another type of annihilation. And the end of Brahma's life is another annihilation. But the ultimate annihilation is when Krishna withdraws his glance from the material nature. What's your point?
So when it says here that all these elements enter at the time of the universal, which cataclysm is referring to?
Any type of cataclysm. Like when... it's actually saying that maintenance, right, and appearance or birth, maintenance and annihilation, all are due to Krishna. In Krishna, they go back. So, ultimately, everything is resting in Krishna. So, okay, let me explain this point. So somebody dies, right? Death, at death what happens? At the time of death what happens?
Soul leaves the body.
So then where does the soul go? Does it happen immediately? No. For the time being, the soul is in a state of unconsciousness. That state of unconsciousness is also lying in Krishna. He is, like for example, when a living entity falls asleep, he actually comes very close to the Lord. Then he wakes up, then he comes back into the, you know, external energy. But otherwise, when he's in deep sleep, it is coming very close to the Lord. Main point is that the living entities, try to see it in the total picture. Creation, maintenance and destruction. Not only destruction part is in Krishna, even creation is resting in Krishna, maintenance is resting in Krishna, and what to speak of destruction.
And the other aspect of the same verse where it says the nine elements, where you said that soul was the ninth element, which was not included by Krishna and Prabhupada. But still, I don't get very clear regarding the direction and the time, because Bhagavad Gita
has
earth, water, fire, air,
and mind. Yeah, like here, direction is this, what is sky. And time is another. Yeah. So instead of mind and manasya, and mind and intelligence, and mind in intelligence and false ego.
Yeah. Ego is missing according to what I.
Yeah, right. Anyway, you get the point, right? Like, the thing is that see some so here the calculation, what is giving? Fire, earth, ether, water, air. So five you got. Right? Then Disha, Disha is the Disha, the direction is one thing. Like instead of mind, intelligence and false ego, mind, direction and time has been included here. So that is how it makes eight. You see, in a way, mind, intelligence and false ego, there is a very subtle difference. That's why it has been accepted here as one entity, one point. And direction is one element, and time is another factor. Yes. Give it to her. Yes, the sleep has two states. You see, one stage is dream state, and the other is dreamless state. Dream state is still in the subtle body. Sleep means activity of the gross body stopped. If the activity of the subtle body is going on, that is a state of dream. And when the activity of the subtle body also stops, that is the dreamless sleep. That state, in that state, the soul is totally inactive. Right? The subtle body's activity has stopped, gross body's activities have stopped. So he is inactive. So where he is very close to the Lord. If he could wake up on that side, he'll find himself in the spiritual sky. But unfortunately, we all wake up on this side. And he come back.
Most of life is in the sleep.
Huh?
The living entity lies in the sleep.
You see, like, we have to understand that leaving the body, gross body, is death. But that doesn't necessarily stop the activity of the subtle body. One may have left the gross body, but the subtle body may still be active. And a living entity for some time remains in that subtle body. Therefore, there is the system of Shraddha. By the process of Shraddha, you know, they are put into rest. Peaceful, you know, they become peaceful. And then, like, they are very close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so it is like this, you know, deep sleep and spiritual realization is very close, like jiva is tatastha, right? To be in a deep sleep stage is something like in the tatastha situation. Now it's up to you, which side you are going to wake up. Are you going to wake up on the material side? In this side, you are in the material nature. You wake up on that side, you'll be in the spiritual sky. But in order to wake up there, you have to have the right kind of consciousness. And that's what you have to practice now. I give it to him.
Hare Krishna. I read in Bhagavad in Brahma Sankhita that the sun is the king. And Ram, the father of Ram, is worshipping the sun. So why is it special the sun?
What's that?
The sun. The father of Ram is worshipping the sun. So why is it special the sun? Why he worship the sun?
Who is worshipping sun?
Grandfather.
I see. Well, the thing is that they are worshipping sun as a representation of Krishna. Like Radharani is worshipping sun also. Because they are seeing that as a representation of Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.